If you would turn to the Word of God. It's found in Colossians, the second chapter. Beginning at the 13th verse.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
When you found it, say amen. Let's read together. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcised cision of your flesh, read, as he quickened together with him. Trespass. Blotting out the writing that were against us, which was contrary to us. What did he do? And having small principalities and power, he made sure of them openly, triumphant over them. You may be seated. Triumphant and forgiveness is what I like to talk about this morning. I'm going to be brief. We have a long day and we've already had God made us alive. Listen to me. God made us alive with Jesus when we were uncircumcised Gentiles. The scripture said he forgave you of your sins and wiped them out. As a matter of fact, there was a charge list upon our lives based on the law. And these things were in direct opposition to you. The Bible said for what the law could not do and that it was weak. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the world, that the righteousness of God might be revealed in these things were in opposition to you. But the Bible said that he nailed it to the cross. He put it right out of our sight. This whole week, this whole journey through this holy week is about what Jesus have done for you. I can't hear nobody. He nailed them to the cross. Now the nails that Jesus received was not just these small nails we use at the store. But they were spiked and they were rough, thick nails that they nailed through his flesh. But in all of this, Jesus was showing forth to them that he came into this world to die for the sins of the world. I can't hear nobody. He stripped them of their power and their authority. He stripped them of their power over you and their authority. principalities, wickedness in high places. There was a power that was lurking over man, and the devil is still powerful. I can't hear nobody. But the purpose of his coming was to take the authority back and strip the devil of his authority, and not only that, but of his power. There is a power within every one of us that are born again believers. Tell your neighbor, said, I got power. You can pray with me just a few moments and I'm going to be through. I've got power that, you know, you don't see it, but when it's time to use it, I can't hear nobody. Not only, only thing, but he stripped them of all of their authority, their power, and publicly put them to a shame through the cross. He led them captive. He led them captive in his triumphant train. Almost every great teacher pictures the death of the cross of Jesus, and it shows what he has done.
All right.
He's done all that need to be done. And as a matter of fact, can't nobody do you like Jesus. I can't hear nobody. Nobody can do what God has done. Are you with me? He has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. There are three pictures here I like to bring up, and as we think about the verses that have been read in front of us, first of all, men were dead in their sin. They had no more power. They had no more power. They had no power to atone for their sins. I can't hear nobody. Jesus, by his work, he liberated us. Both from the power and the circumstances of sin. Listen, it was because of him he brought to us new life.
Yes, he did.
He brought to us new life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, everything is new. I don't care what people said you were when you were. Oh, you ain't saying that. I don't care if they keep saying what you. I remember when. Remember, they saying I remember when. They're not saying I remember now, but they were saying I remember when you was not under the blood. Look at your neighbors and I'm under the blood now. Those things that had us bound, sin, and the things that had us bound in chain. Jesus, he paid the charges. I can't hear nobody. He paid the bill. I said this, let me put this fit good in here. We were in Memphis during the April call meeting. You've heard me say it before. And we were staying at the Peabody Hotel. And anybody know anything about Memphis know that the Peabody Hotel is a 5-star hotel, the most exclusive hotel there in Memphis.
That's right.
And there's a restaurant there called The Ducks.
That's right.
And steaks start at $50.
That's right.
Yo, it's starred.
Starred.
They don't, that's not the end of it, that's where they start.
That's right.
And we had been to the meeting that day, and Bishop told us to go, Bishop Haynes told us to go into the Ducks and order our meal. And, you know, y'all had given me a little, some, little, you know, to make it through, maybe, you know, but not at $50 a steak. And so it was six of us. And Bishop told us to go in there and order our food. But he never came. And so we ordered, and the waitress came and took our menu and our, and we sit there and ordered, and we ate. He never showed. Finally, the waitress came with the bill, and she start, it passed down all the way to me. Everybody that looked at it said, "Woo," and passed it down. Now, you know, that was an expensive bill.
Yeah.
And when it got to me, somehow the waitress just came back. And she said, "Who's Brother Glenn?" I said, "Oh, my God." Great Love Chapel didn't give me this kind of money. If I spend this bill, pay this bill, I won't have no more money to go the whole way, rest of the week. And reluctantly, I said, "My name is Brother Glenn." I knew Bishop had, when he said Brother Glenn, I knew it, Bishop had, because that's what he called me. And so she said, "Bishop Haynes told me to tell you," I thought she was going to say, "Bishop Haynes told me to tell you to pay the bill." And so she said, "Bishop Haynes told me to tell you that the bill has already been paid." You know what happened then. I got, you always said that, you know, I'm the man, you always said that. So I asked Elder Allen, I said, what time is it? He said, I said, "It's time for us to go to the next meeting section." And so we had to go up to the room to get Bishop's paraphernalia and get his thing together. And while we were getting them together, I said, "Bishop, I need to know, how did you know how much to pay?" He said, "Glenn, I didn't. I just asked the lady what was the minimum and what was the maximum that one could pay for six people to eat a good meal." And he said to me, "I just paid the maximum." And I thought about Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, "He paid the maximum." He paid the maximum. He did not know how long you would be in sin. He did not know how heavy your bill was, but he paid the bill. Clap your hand and say, "He paid the bill." He paid it all. The Bible said, "Oh, to him I owe. Sin have left a crimp, but he washed me white." How can you say whiter than snow? The Bible says that Jesus, his work, and I'm closing, was a work of grace. Because he put his life to death for you. And you were guilty. I said you were guilty. You were, the sentence was hanging over your head. You were a convicted criminal because you had sinned, and Jesus paid it all. Can you imagine somebody paying all your bills? You know how you ought to feel right now. If somebody tells you that I'm paying all your bills, what would you do? See, y'all don't understand. Maybe y'all don't have no bill. Look at your neighbor and say, "If Jesus paid my bill, I ought to be able to say it like they said that day that he came into Jerusalem. Hallelujah! Hosanna!" I got some bills I wish somebody would pay. Look at your neighbor and say, that, me too. Tell the Lord, thank you. But it was grace. You deserved it. We deserved it. But grace. Oh, God. He reached out for us. Those that want him. He did not beg. He did not make you come. But he got some benefits that he wants you to accept. Tell the Lord, thank you. You can cast all your burdens upon me. Jesus said, because I care. Aren't you glad to know that Jesus cares? Tell your neighbors that he cares. He cares. He cares for me. Y'all didn't tell your neighbor. Do it personally and say, he cares for me. Come on. He cares for me. He cares. And he takes care of me. Say, yeah. He has benefits that nobody else could give to you. Say, yes. He has benefits. Yes, sir. In that he supplies our every need. If you need it, God's got it. Say it. Yeah. If you need healing, God's got it. Yeah. If you need healing, God's got it. Say it. Yeah. If you need joy, God's got it. That he's got everything you need. We deserved and were sentenced to die because of sin. We were dead. He could have left us there. Oh Lord. But Jesus, he hung on the cross. They stretched him wide. Say yeah. Yeah. For the reason that he loved you. God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad? Ah! Aren't you glad? So glad that he loved me. Say, I was in sin, wretched and undone. We were not fit to live, not fit to die. Say, but grace, I said grace, hung on the cross. Grace, they pierced him in the side. Which was against us, translated is that he wiped out the charge list which was set up against us. Say yeah. Self-admitted debts, charges based on the law. Say yeah. But Jesus, I said Jesus, the foundation of the world, and I got the clothes here. But the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And other foundation which no man can lay than that which was made by Jesus. He laid. He laid the foundation. And one more. Y'all say one more. One more. Could he do? He laid the foundation. He opened up the way. Say it. Say it. The law. I said the law had a charge list. Say it. Yeah. And that list was meant to come against us. We were in an IOU position. Man's sins had piled up. They were vast. Say it. But Jesus, he looked beyond our thoughts and saw our needs. You need him. You need him then. You sure need him right now. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, I need him. I need him then. And I sure need him now. Say it. And I enjoy having him with me. Yeah. My mother used to sing the song in the kitchen. I came to the garden all alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice that I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God is calling me. He walks with me. Yeah.